few people missing from the cast list. It's my fault. Sorry about that.
Way to go.
You know, I've had a rough week. Why don't you rub it in? All of my children died. Yes? Oh, are you the first debater? I'm sorry. Okay, we've got our debaters in the room. Debater number one, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi. My name is Alfred Wallace, and I'm from the future.
Hello. How far in the future?
Funny you should mention that. It's, let me think. How late, what time is it right now?
Right now it's 9:10 p.m. in
okay.
the evening.
Okay, 9:10, so about 10,000 years.
Great, great, excellent. And debater number two, or debater number deux, as they say in French. Anybody here?
Duh.
Oh, it's you. Okay, ma'am. What's your name? Yeah? What's your name?
Step aside. I'll field this one. I'm Charlton Heston, survivalist and patriot of America.
So, Charlton, are you debating today?
I am debating.
This is going to be
okay,
great.
Okay, all right, great.
Wait, Charles. I think I'll take this one.
Wait, you're going to fight over who's debating? What's going on here?
Just make my day, Mr. Heston.
You can't do a good Clint Eastwood!
You can't do a good Charlton Heston.
Why don't you come over here and make me?
Wow, we have two Clint Eastwoods. This is impressive.
I can take both of them if you want.
And only one Heston! Now get on with the debate before I sober up!
All right. Oh, no, we're gonna do Mr. Heston versus
Wallace.
Wallace from the future. All right.
Yes.
Now, here's a penny. Look at that. Did you know that, Charlton Heston, you think this tract is true, and Mr. Wallace from the future says that this tract is false?
Eminently appropriate, actually.
Why don't you tell us all about it, Mr. Wallace?
Okay. So 10,000 years in the future.
Yeah.
Still hasn't happened yet, this rapture you speak of. I mean, we've got lots of healers and such, but it's certainly not the cruel, evil dystopia where Christianity is outlawed.
Interesting.
I mean, I had this ex-girlfriend who believed in Jesus a lot, and as such was kind of irritating because she wouldn't put out and she had this beautiful butt. Anyway, that is immaterial.
So I know what beautiful butts are like.
Oh, yes, you do.
I was in Planet of the Apes! Tell me, man from the future!
Yeah?
Is the planet ruled by monkeys that evolved from man?
No.
Apes aren't monkeys.
Apes! Monkeys! They're all the same, those damn primates!
Either way?
This tract is true.
Tell us about it.
Because guns are commonplace now, and they're commonplace in
Mr. Heston, Mr. Heston, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
yes.
All your banging about unmade your microphone work.
It's working again.
There you go.
As I was saying... The future's got guns. Guns are the future.
So wait, I don't understand. Why would people who are called healers have guns?
Healing comes through hot lead pumped into the human body.
Oh.
Burning the flesh and breaking the intestines apart and destroying those who do not drink heavily.
Okay, I think we have an expert here on I don't know, what are you an expert on? I'm sorry.
Yes, hello. My name is Betty Davis Ars. I played the narrator.
All right.
I'm an expert both on reporting and pornography and therefore beautiful butts. I do in my spare time moonlight as a pornography star.
Oh, beautiful butts.
I thought you looked familiar. You're in my history textbook.
So what's your statement on this?
My statement is I will be taking a stance primarily on reporting, and I would like to say that this was actually an instance of terrible reporting. There is a moment in here where I said, as reading the tract, that the rapture occurred, and I would like to make a clarification. That was indeed Rapture, which is a wrapping paper company, which did occur.
The wrapping paper company occurred.
It did. It was founded at that moment.
So then why did those people disappear?
Because they're probably afraid of wrapping paper is my best guess.
Because they're Obi-Wan and Jedi Knights!
Actually, no. It's a common fear in the future.
Of disappearing?
Of wrapping paper. Oh, and eggs.
Your pansies in the future!
Do you want to know how you die, Mr. Preston?
How does Heston die? Heston is forever!
You know what's really embarrassing, Mr. Heston?
What's embarrassing, man from the future?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Charlton Heston's ego is shot. Heston wants some booze. Where's my booze?
See, actually, I heard that they found his body with his head and arms slightly sticking out of the sand on a beach somewhere.
Heston was
a common
not...
misconception.
Heston was not meant to know the future. This is like Back to the Future. Man should not know his own destiny.
Great Scott!
You want to know who comes to your funeral?
No, I don't want to know. This is hurting Heston's beliefs.
I have these photographs right here.
Oh, take them away.
Might I make one clarification, gentlemen?
Oh, yes,
Gordon. Autoerotic asphyxiation is not necessarily embarrassing, nor is watching pornography with my beautiful butt in it.
It's true.
It is a beautiful butt, but I'm nothing now.
Mr. Eastwood, did you have a comment on this?
I just want to say, you never were anything.
And other Mr. Eastwood, did you have a comment on this?
Why don't you come over here and show me how I can be something, if that's what you are?
Whoa, now, hold on. Is Mr. Eastwood hitting on Mr. Eastwood? That's a little kinky.
Autoerotica right there!
Yeah, if one of them strangles the other, is that autoerotic asphyxiation?
Gentlemen, I know a few directors if you'd be interested in some work.
Heston is too depressed to work. Heston's gonna leave and throw himself inside a whiskey bottle.
Well, just watch out, or Heston will smash.
And then take a gun to the population of this country.
It won't work.
Whoa! Mr. Heston, are you
a man from the future?
Are you giving up the? Oh my goodness, he's surrendering to the debate.
Oh yes, I would like to ask who is your daddy?
Well, look, you know what? Actually, you know, even though he left, I'm gonna decide if he won. Let me think about this really hard. See if he won anyway.
And the coin is flipped.
You know what? He didn't. Mr.
What?
Heston, I'm sorry. Mr. Heston did not win. No, didn't. Did
oh,
not.
Okay.
Mr. Wallace from the future won. Apparently he knew he was gonna win. That's probably why he came
yes.
back. And Mr. Heston was foolish to challenge a time traveler who had pictures of his funeral.
I am a time traveler.
So that about does that for Tractor Fiction this week. Hopefully you'll stick around for the rest of the show, and we'll have more tracts and more fictions next week to make fun of or believe in and praise, depending on who you are. So thank you, everybody in the studio, and have a nice evening. See you soon.